American Airlines is scrambling to deal with a possible pilot shortage during the holidays. The news came out yesterday that a glitch in the scheduling system allowed all American Airlines pilots to take time off at the end of December, and a lot of them did. Now the airline is offering to pay pilots time and a half to work those dates. Seth Kaplan is managing partner at Airline Weekly. He joins us now. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what happened here, and have you ever seen anything like it before?
Not quite like it, although you look around the world and there are some other similar examples, actually one going on right now in Europe. But at American, basically what happened here is, you know, sometimes technology, it's great when it works, helps solve a lot of problems, but it can really magnify a little mistake. And in this case, American did what it does every month, kind of looks ahead and generally sees some trips where pilots might be able to take the day off because it has reserve pilots looking for extra hours. These are full-time employees, but people who are lower on the seniority list. In this case, American, instead of sort of picking and choosing trips where somebody could take the day off, as you said, just let everybody off. It was a small mistake that became a big mess for the airline.
And they couldn't have just sent out a note to all the pilots that took the day off and say, all of these day off requests are now invalid. We're going back to, you're all working unless you're given the day off.
Yeah, just kidding. No, yeah, that doesn't work like that. And so, yeah, they had to go to them and say, look, we will pay you time and a half, basically overtime pay for, in many cases, flying the same flights that they would have flown in the first place. I mean, that's what's going to end up happening here. You're going to have the same men and women on those same planes, but getting a little extra holiday bonus for doing that. So between that and those reserve pilots that American always has, you know, it seems like the problem is getting solved, but certainly at great expense to the airline, both in terms of the extra money it's having to pay for these pilots, plus, you know, some reputational damage here. I mean, you know, this is nothing that's going to bother them. It's going to hurt them in the very long term. But somebody today who's booking airline tickets, you know, American might look a little sloppy.
Yeah, we're seeing reports that the strategy that they have been using of offering this time and a half pay could be working, that there are now only a few hundred flights without pilots, but that's still a few hundred flights without pilots.
It is, but, you know, that's just sort of a couple of days into this mess now, and still with more than 2 weeks to go. So that number is probably going to get very close to zero, if not actually zero by the time they get there. So, it seems like a sudden thing, having this all happen a couple weeks in advance. But in airline terms, when you think of the storms and things that come up with much shorter notice than that, actually gave them some amount of time to react. So in the end, this will probably be a really big embarrassment, and as I said, an expense for the airline, but not something it'll be a really big event. I mean, right now, if you're holding tickets on American, you're probably still more worried about, you know, a blizzard that we don't yet know about or
right,
something else later in the month than you are about this situation.
And how much would it cost them if they did have to cancel all these flights to deal with all those angry passengers as opposed to just paying the pilots more?
Yeah, well, that would cost more, both between the actual costs in terms of reaccommodating people, booking people on other airlines in some cases, and then the longer term reputational damage. The union initially said 15,000 flights. American sort of saying it was never really quite that high. But, that would be like a really bad storm, but one that's all the airline's fault. You know, people understand, obviously, when weather causes things or, you know, just other things beyond the airline's control. But in this case, yeah, they had to do everything possible. And paying time and a half, they might not like doing it, but it's cheaper than the alternative.
We do hear about a lot of glitches at the airlines these days, that some of the biggest problems come from things like this.
Yeah, and what sort of happened is that the day-to-day mundane things that they do, they've actually gotten better at, partly aided by that same technology. So most of these airlines actually are more punctual than they used to be. Most of them are losing fewer bags on a day-to-day basis. But then, yeah, once in a while, you have something go wrong, and it goes really wrong in a way that you didn't have back when. You just couldn't do that kind of damage with by making a mistake on a piece of paper that you can with one keystroke now.
This does also bring up a bigger issue that we've talked about on this show before, which is that there's an overall pilot shortage right now, isn't there?
There is, and it's particularly important actually for the people flying smaller planes, because those are, you know, there's kind of a trickle down effect here of it's now more expensive to become a pilot. You need a lot more hours than you used to. And so generally speaking, we're not talking about people flying the big jets at American, for example, and its competitors. But if you get on one of those smaller planes, those are the airlines, and some of them do fly for the bigger airlines like American, that are having a hard time staffing those right. flights. They're getting their hands around it, but still an issue. Absolutely, Jeremy.
Well, I hope American Airlines fixes this problem completely because I'm flying American at the end of December and I don't want that flight to be canceled. Seth Kaplan, managing partner at Airline Weekly. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.